Sally Beach has lived in the same townhouse for over 18 years. It's a well-kept green colonial near the corner of 11th and Poplar in Uptown's 4th Ward. There's a quiet courtyard with a fountain out front, but out back, it's a different story. Her deck looks out through an alley to I-277.
The trucks, I don't know what they do. They downgrade, and they roar. You hear the, you know, it just gets louder and louder. It sounds like a plane's landing in your house.
Beach is among about 120 people who will get to vote yes or no on the wall. Residents in the West End and Sunset Drive areas have already approved similar plans, but the section closest to Uptown has become controversial over the past few weeks. It started at the end of October, when the DOT released several renderings of how the walls would look. The drawings show the walls blocking some of the view of Uptown for drivers on 277 and for cars and pedestrians on the roads it passes over. The effect is most noticeable around the bridges over Church, Tryon, College, and Brevard Streets. City Council first saw the mock-ups at its November 11th meeting. Mayor-elect Patrick Cannon, still a council member, was very concerned.
We got to be careful, I think, about what we do in terms of just putting things up. I get the intention. It's a good intention. But the outcome, the final product of this, is something that Charlotte does not need.
Mayor Patsy Kinsey told council members she shared similar concerns with Governor McCrory and that
he is not happy about it. So he's wanting us to stop it.
The DOT says the walls would reduce road noise by as much as 5 decibels for people who live alongside the highway. That means the noise level would go from this to this. Fourth Ward Neighborhood Association President Greg Johnson says he's heard from several people who are concerned that a 10-foot concrete wall would harm the neighborhood's historic character. And like city leaders, they like seeing that skyline as they drive into town. But those who live closer to the interstate seem to be overwhelmingly for it, like Savannah Wright.
It does get kind of noisy at night. I mean, obviously, the freeway is right here, so I think it would definitely help.
The 119 people who will decide whether to build the wall or not should get their ballots by the second week in December. Included with those ballots will be copies of the renderings of the noise wall. The city is hosting 2 meetings in December when residents and property owners can get more information from state and city planners. The DOT has to finalize its design for the project by January 3rd, 2014. For WFAE News, I'm Duncan McFadden in Charlotte.